Okay. Did you learn anything?
Yes.
All right. You think you can carry out that assignment?
Yes.
Well, it's a curiosity, wonder in your mind that I would ask you such a thing. Just being polite. Now, I'm going to give you a demonstration of some sort. I don't quite know whether to give you a demonstration on a disrelated subject or not. Art in this one has fallen off a log. And I don't want to run it in front of you and simply stir you up, because it turns on automaticities. I don't want you to have to do this as a prelude to auditing this entering a mind process. By the way, it's second hour, second day, first Melbourne ACC. But I don't want you to get the idea that you're supposed to do this on each other to audit this particular process that you're going to run. Got the idea? You don't have to do the thing I'm going to start giving you demonstrations about, just to run the process you're going to run tomorrow. But sooner or later in this course, you're going to have to do this with some of the people in this course. And I would just like to give you a demonstration of knocking down a tone arm. Crude. Maybe if I showed you something about this, why, you'd take a little more confidence in being able to sit there and... our case. Because this is quite interesting. But with that proviso, would you like to see a small demonstration on knocking down a tone arm?
Yes.
Now, knocking down a tone arm in front of a group like this would be about 1,800 times as tough as knocking down a tone arm just in a private, four-walled, just entre nous sort of session. To be real rough. And I frankly have never tried to do it in front of a group. Might be attended with fantastic consequences. But we'd have to ask the question of who's got a high tone arm. Well, this is a real risky thing we're embarking on. I'm not just trying to be dramatic, because you've got a high tone arm. I'll knock it down. Don't volunteer in vain. Have you got a very high tone arm?
About four.
About four. That's not awfully high. Who's got a tone arm riding about six? She's got one about four, huh? Well, we'll knock a four down. Okay, come on up and sit down up here, and let's see what we do. We won't necessarily just do it on one person here. Okay. Now, because my voice is very loud, so on, we will make it even worse by putting it on tape, you know. We will give you the crown of thorns. And we'll take our good friend, the electrophysical psychometric detector, as it's known briefly. And I've got a girl here reading it female clear.
It works.
Well, squeeze them anyhow. Squeeze the cans. Just give them a squeeze.
All right.
Give me another squeeze. Is this meter operating? Give me another squeeze. That girl. Give me another squeeze. That's better. That's it. Okay, let me see how active this thing is.
Just sit right there.
Think of death. Set too high. Okay, thank you very much. Stop thinking about that. I want to be decent. All right. Now, what we're interested in here, more than anything else, we were interested, was knocking down a tone arm. And it's been my experience, however, that they very often go up when they come down this suddenly. But you evidently decided to tell me all, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
And you decided to. And that was it. That's very interesting. But you're still thinking about death. What death are you thinking about?
Well, I don't really know. I got the idea of death. More.
Got the idea of death. Was it death of a child?
No, I didn't think so. No, a woman.
Death of a woman? Bum show? You had some responsibility in it?
Oh, no, not at all.
Well, the thought of having some responsibility in it produced a reaction here. You didn't have any responsibility. What death are you responsible for?
Well, I might have been responsible for this death.
Well, let's start this real thing real properly. It's all right to run a little scout here on you and look over the situation with an e-meter.
Yes.
All right, okay. Our goal here has already been pretty well achieved, but we find a chronic needle bop, and I might as well take this needle bop out of the run. And if I take that out, why, maybe we'll get this other meter reading turned off more or less permanently. Now, I did tell you to think of death.
Yeah.
Do you remember my doing that?
Yeah.
Didn't fall out. All right. Do you know a death at which you're responsible?
Oh, I had some responsibility in a person's death because I was one of a group, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only one I'm knowing about.
That's the one. That one. That cooled it right off. That cooled it right off. When was this?
Well, about 10 years ago.
About 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. That's right. And do you remember when you felt responsible for that?
When I was laying out the body.
Yeah. Not until you were laying out the body, you didn't feel responsible for it, but you did then. Little bop here. Hardly amount to anything. What other deaths have you been responsible for?
Well, I was a nurse and I...
Once you've done it through, you feel a little bit responsible for all of them?
When they died, I did, yes.
Yeah, when they died, you did. That a girl. Now we're getting down to brass tacks. Was there a case of you injecting the wrong anything? Or a little sixth sense tells me here there was a case of you deciding that it wasn't the right medicine and you kept your mouth shut. Wasn't the right treatment, and you kept your mouth shut, and the person did die.
Oh, that doesn't come to my mind, really. But I did give a patient an overdose of something at one stage, but she didn't die.
But she almost did, or made her sick.
No,
or...
she didn't seem to be aware that she'd had an overdose.
Oh, just as... So that wasn't part of it, huh?
No, but there were times when I were wishing some of them would die.
Ah, bang. Because that would be more merciful.
Yeah.
All right.
You can stop shaking. Okay. You have wished some of them would die. Is that an overt act?
Oh, I did consider it so sometimes after they died.
Okay, we're cooling this thing off. We're changing its pattern a bit. So on. Just name some of those, you know, just...
I knew them mainly as their case. Mm-hmm. I didn't always know their name.
Well, all right. Well, just check them off.
As a young fellow, I had disseminated sclerosis, and they proceeded to give him morphine in increasing doses.
Mm-hmm.
And then he died.
Yeah.
And there was a woman who died of complications of venereal disease.
Yeah.
And Chappy died. I never did find out what the trouble was. They just let him die.
Hmm. You checking them off? A little bit of charge on me, didn't there? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit of charge. Did you feel that your feeling that way about them assisted them to kick off?
No, I don't think I was helping them to live.
You didn't help them to live? Mm. Well, when did you decide everybody had to live? Do you remember deciding that?
Well, because I didn't like death. Really.
Didn't like death? But you don't remember deciding something like that, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, when?
I can't tell you that, Ron. I don't know. I've seemed to have had it with me for a while.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've certainly knocked this deedle pattern away from what it was, anyway. See what it's doing now? Now it's checking a little bit of a theta bop, but you notice it's getting a more irregular theta bop. For a while there, it was just doing a straight theta bop. That's why I was talking about death, just to calm this thing down.
Oh, it's good to look at them. I feel better for looking at them.
Hmm?
I feel better for looking at these things.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's swinging around one way or the other. Now, you're sitting down here pretty square, and if you thought of something, though, along this line, we might get it to go back up. So let's see if I can get this thing to go up and then come down again, the high possibility that we can. What question shouldn't I ask you? That's the one.
You shouldn't ask me about past lives. I've got no reality on
it. Well, is that an overt act against Scientologists?
Yes, it may be.
Did you ever think of it that way?
Yes, I felt that I couldn't discuss this. Not really, because I had no reality on it.
I see. All right. Good enough. Good enough. That's one of them. All right. Now, once more, what question shouldn't I ask you? That's the one.
I don't know what it was.
All right. There it is. What question shouldn't I ask you?
I don't know of any.
You don't know of a single one? Watch this. What question shouldn't I ask you?
It's all right. I don't know what it is.
Is it about death?
No.
Sex?
No.
Grrrup. Boom.
Oh, that's not fair. You have
to... Now, I'm not trying to do anything bad here, do you? Matter of fact, trying to help you out.
As a matter of fact, that does add up, because I feel there's probably, if there is any past life I should get a reality on, it's something to do with a sex crime. I felt.
I see. Well, it was no use asking you if it'd be better not to remember that. That would be a stupid question, because it's obviously something to do with that. Do you feel anybody's tried to force past lives on you?
Yes, I do.
You do? Good. All right, that's my girl now. Who's forced past lives on you? Come on.
Well, we ran a rock clearing course after an HBA course.
Right.
And we're all students together.
Mm-hmm.
And I just couldn't get this, any reality on this. And
right.
The auditor at the time.
You say the auditor. Who?
Was a student here.
Who?
Cable Hill was his name.
All right.
Is his name.
Right, okay.
And I think he felt he was on to something, and he was trying to get it. And I did get a bit resentful about it.
You did, huh? Well, now, what was your overt against him?
I tried to play the course. I really took control of the session a few times.
Mm-hmm. Tried to blow session. Mm-hmm. What'd you think of him?
He couldn't control me very well.
Yeah. All right. Are those your overts on that particular line? Do you consider any of those overts?
Yes, they
were. Right. Okay. Now, what overt have I done to you? What have I done to you here that's bad?
Nothing.
That's right. Nothing you thought of at all? You thought something there.
I thought I've got a twitch in my foot.
Oh, is that bad?
No, I feel a bit of a shake.
Just stop shaking, because it's all right. I'll tell you something. I'll let you in on something. You're amongst friends. Isn't that true?
Yeah.
All right. Now, do you think I'm trying to force anything off on you here in any way?
No.
All right. Now, do you think you are trying to keep me from finding out anything?
Yes, I might be.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think I am.
Calmest needle anybody ever wanted to see here. Life without a little crime, though, isn't well spiced.
I've got a bit of time.
Huh?
I've got some time ahead of me yet.
All right, you've got a little time ahead of you. This thing about past life does worry you a little bit, huh? Does worry you a little bit. Well, have you ever heard me say that if it's true, it's true, and if it isn't true, it isn't true?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, are you willing to pick and choose amongst that? Hmm?
Oh, yes.
All right. Okay, I never saw anything sitting more solidly on clear or more comfortable needle.
Well, I feel all right, too.
You feel pretty good, too? Mm. Shakes died down?
Yeah.
All right. It's all right with you if we end this, Scott?
Yes, thanks, sir.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. Well, there was more luck in that than otherwise. But at least, I hope you can get an impression that you can talk to a PC. Did any of you consider there were any code breaks involved in that I evaluated for the PC in any way or something of that sort? Did you think so?
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. It's a nice fine division to keep the PC and coming and talking and so forth and evaluating for them. You can't ask the PC if such and so is the case, but you watch it. A code break is what the PC considers as a code break. You hear me? And auditing is what you can get away with. Understand?
Yes.
you find that there are darn few theses could you get away with the whole gamut of the auditor's code. In fact, there aren't any. But as far as evaluation is concerned, you'll get into your worst trouble in the PC, supposing the PC has been evaluated for, and sometimes you can say the most innocent things. And if it's a, you know, borderline sort of evaluation, you say, oh, you say, is that because of that sexual incident in high school? Code break. Evaluated for me, trying to tell me that this thing is bearing on this incident in high school, which is totally incontinent and has nothing to do with it, and you have to understand. Well, you can probe for information up to the point where the PC considers it's a code break. And if the PC considers it's a code break, you'd certainly better take it apart as a code break. And TR5N requires you to find out what you did in the PC's estimation, and what the PC did. The PC did something, too. If you let a PC sit there without getting the PC's overts off the ARC break, of course the ARC break never cleans up. Got that?
Yes.
All right, now as we look this over, we didn't have too successful a run on knocking a needle down, because that needle came down magically, bang. Now who's got a high needle? You got a high needle? Come on up, let's see if you got a high needle. Let's see if they run higher in New Zealand. Sit down, guys. You're very courageous to do this, you know, because Hubbard has a reputation of finding out all. Yes, she does, as a matter of fact, have a little bit of a high needle. How about you exposing those cans once? That girl, that's fine. Your needle is not what you might call a championship high needle. It's just halfway between male and female quid. But she should not be reading halfway between, of course. But this is a dangerously high needle, you understand? Hold on, way up here. You know, PC practically did that. But she's just sitting down here on a little bit of worry, mostly because probably she's got some overts against me. Here. This charming lady has been treated just a little bit rough. Around with appointments and so forth. It's very nice of her to give a little bit of time on this line. And, here she's busting right on down toward 2-2. Must be Hubbard at work. Okay. Is it all right if we run a little bit of a scout here and examine this tone arm? Okay. Now, we can start this out more formally the way an auditor would.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you could talk to me freely about your life?
I think so.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
About your case?
Yes.
Good. About your misdemeanors?
Yes.
Yes. You think you, she's sitting in a little tiny theta bop. Little tiny theta bop here, one kind or another. I'd say, just as a stupid guess, that somebody exteriorized you somewhere along the line. In auditing or something, is that right? Just a stupid guess.
Oh, yes, I think I have been exteriorized.
Yeah, all right. You have been exteriorized in auditing. Mm-hmm. You remember when that was? Yes, sir. There it is.
I seem to get the room.
You seem to get the room,
yes,
huh?
Where I was.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think it was the first time that I went on a weekend intensive, just shortly after I went into...
Oh, atta girl. And you didn't have an auditor there, did you?
No, it was a group.
Yeah, a group.
Mm.
And you blew out of your head?
Something happened. I hit grief. I saw the face of a baby that had died.
Oh, yes.
And, I don't know what happened after that.
Mm-hmm. Kind of went blank.
Yes, so they took me out of the room.
They took you out of the room?
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Yes, I remember who the order was now that took me out of the room and sort of...
You remember who it was?
Yes, it was...
All right.
Keith Parker.
But remember, they took you out of the room, didn't they?
Yes, because I'd broken into grief.
Well, was that an exteriorization?
Yes.
All right.
Okay. You didn't mean that sort, though, did you?
Well, no, I was just gagging.
Yeah.
I just thought you might have confused the two.
Oh.
Now, you understand why I picked on that, by the way, is because it was just a little tiny theta bob and was inexplicable and seemed to have been turned on the moment that somebody started to audit her. So I kind of said, well, I don't know, take a wild guess. You know, that's all, just a wild guess. Look at the PC's head and see what it is. Very good. Well, that's kind of cleaned that a little bit, but I see you still hanging on to your tone arm reading here. What do you, anything else you'd like to say about that, Grace?
About that incident?
Mm.
Well, I feel I'm ever 8 done 6. A child and losing his baby. Responsibility for losing it.
Yeah.
Melbourne means something to me. Since I've been here, I've had a lot of somatics.
Yeah,
I was here 21 years ago. Oh, that's when I exteriorized.
Oh?
Oh, yes.
Oh, all right.
Yes, that's right.
All right. What happened?
It was in Melbourne.
Yeah?
In the hospital out here, I got pneumonia.
No?
I was
right.
Exteriorized then.
Okay.
And then the nurse came along and put oxygen up my nose and, I guess I went back into the body.
No kidding.
Yes.
Well, all right. Very good. And that's the end of that bop. Well, all right. All right. So, is it different Melbourne today?
Yes, it is.
All right. Yes. All right. And we lost, by the way, the second we got that recovered. This actually is not a very classic demonstration because I'm not banging any information out of people. This thing, you noticed I was sitting only a quarter up from female clear to male. Mm-hmm. It backed off just that much, and what little she has told me right up to this time. It's all right if I'm excited.
Oh, yes, it's quite all right.
See, it's backed off that much. See, it's getting right on down to there. Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good enough. Did you have a rough time seeing me?
Not seeing you wasn't rough.
All right.
Waiting for you was.
Well, waiting for me was. Was that an overt on my part?
Oh, I don't know about that.
No. All right. Was it an overt anywhere on your part?
I did think, well, it doesn't matter if I don't see Ron after I'd seen you lecture.
Oh, I see. Was that an overt in some fashion?
I don't think so.
Yeah, all right.
And then I wondered perhaps if you didn't want to see me. I have had those thoughts.
Okay. Well, that's pretty smooth and clean. You can see for yourself. It's not diving on any of that.
That's good.
All right. You mind if I make a comment?
No, not at all.
Most auditors, you know, they're riding in mystery. You know? The reason you don't let a PC watch the meter when you're looking for a time or looking for a charge or something like that, is the PC starts putting his or her attention on the needle, you see, not on their case. And the needle stops reading. That's all. It stops reading anything, but they're running a contest with the meter. They see the meter going up, and so they try to think, well, I don't know, should it go up, should it go down, and so on. But it doesn't do any harm to show PC what the meter says. Well, good enough. Now, these somatics drop out about Melbourne now?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Well, all right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Good enough. Good enough. Now, what question, Grace? What question shouldn't I ask you? That's the one.
When am I going on an ACC?
Oh, all right.
That's what I thought of.
All right. When are you going on an ACC?
Oh, it depends on my husband.
I see. Is that a rough one?
Oh, he's here. It's a rough one sometimes.
Is he here?
Yes, he's here.
Sure, he's here. Let's give him a bad time. Well, now, does your husband beat you much?
I don't think. I'm more liable to beat him.
Yeah, that was just a joke. Okay. Now, is that a serious question to you? Why shouldn't I ask you that question?
Oh, I think I could have made more effort to get on nice, you see.
You think you kind of let it coast or something of the sort?
I did. I did put up as a sort of a goal and then put a wagging, you know.
Well, now, what failure in your life would be so marked as to cause you to go on the cycle of deciding it would be very nice and trying to do it and then deciding it didn't matter?
It's just sort of blank.
Baby?
Oh, yes. Yes, that's right. Well, you're clever. That's right. Yes.
Is that right?
That's right. Uh-huh.
Been kind of riding along like that?
Yes. Oh, yes. See, we lost this baby, and then we couldn't seem to get a baby ourselves, so we adopted a baby.
Yeah.
We got one little girl, and then we thought about adopting another one.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, we've still just got the one little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been sort of in the maybes. Oh, yes, I should, yes, I shouldn't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been like that for a few years.
What would you call... Do you think it was your fault that you lost that first baby?
Yes, I do now.
You do now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anybody tell you it was?
No. No, I found that out in processing.
How'd you find it out in processing?
Through looking at my overt.
Yeah. What do you think about babies?
Well, I think they're nice, but then I think they can be a damn nuisance too.
Yeah?
I've got a sort of a two-sided thing on it.
You're not overwhelmed on the subject, then.
Not entirely, but I don't think I'm... I think I'm aberrated.
You think you're aberrated?
Yeah.
You'd feel better if you got this one out of the road?
Oh, yeah, that would be real nice.
Oh, good. All right. All right. Now, do you ever know anybody that felt this way about babies besides yourself?
Oh, I thought of my sister, then.
Your sister?
Yeah, much the same sort of case.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, your sister, she was raised by who?
My mother?
Yeah, well, how about your mother on the subject of babies? Sit down on brass tacks.
My mother. Well, mother didn't tell me the facts of life. I mean, I...
Didn't?
No.
No? Is that
no.
A...
Right. I was quite a girl in my teens, really. I sort of... didn't know much about life and sort of got involved, you know, unwillingly, really.
All right.
What else do you want to know?
Didn't tell you the facts of life and you got involved.
Yeah, I sort of got involved.
Yes, all right, go on. Was that an overt act against your mother?
Oh, well, it could be.
Could be.
Yes, it could be. Mum wouldn't really expect me to get involved in any way.
Mm-hmm. How about
sex?
How about yourself? Was it an overt act against yourself?
I don't know.
How about the boy involved, if there was one?
Oh, yes. Yes.
It was an overt act against the boy.
Yes.
All right. Okay. How do you feel about that?
Oh, I don't mind much now. I've sort of had a look at it.
Yeah. Mm. Still lost a 1/16 of the mark on the toner.
Mm.
Okay. Down there, another 1/16. Okay. Picking these little charges off the line, and that looks very interesting to me. You, if you'd been informed, you would have done a better...
I would have, but I don't know whether my bank would have.
Ah, all right.
Now, did you mind mentioning this, or am I mentioning this to the people?
No, I don't mind.
You've gotten over that, haven't you?
Yes.
Yes, indeed you have. All right. Now, would you call that a discreditable, that original misadventure, would you call that a discreditable creation?
Yes, I would have.
Yes. And how about the baby that died? Would you call that discreditable?
No, I think that was a real failure. I can hit grief on that one still.
Right. Does it trace back in any way to the earlier incident?
No, I don't think so. It seems to go back further on the track.
Where to?
Something to do with a baby and a dustbin. Or burying a baby, a newborn baby. Abortion. Either being an abortionist myself or... These are all bits I've looked at on the track. In processing. Victim, actually. Then also seems to be one further back than that where there was a tribe of women. Women ruled and they worshipped a stone penis. I seem to have something to do with that and go off and get men and use them, make them work and use them in every way we wanted to. I've looked at all these bits and pieces. And I haven't sort of followed anything right through on them. But there seems to be... incidentally, when my rock was scouted out, it was a cone. It's got anything to do with it or not.
All right. Okay. Well, now, looking this over, we ask a question there. Who would you say that you've known in this lifetime now that would have reacted this way toward babies and children and so forth? You know anybody that would have reacted this way?
I immediately think of my sister.
You think it's your sister? All right. Not your mother.
Mother would have been like that, I should think. Mm-hmm. I've always had a feeling that Mother had to get married. I don't know why. I don't know if she did or not, but I've had that feeling she had to get married.
All right, okay.
I hope she's not listening.
Well, is there any... Now, what's that fall on?
Mother might be listening.
Yes, there is a nice, steep fall. You're withholding something from Mother.
Well, I'm withholding my presence at the present time, but in the way of information? Not that I know of.
All right. Good enough. You think it might be your sister, huh? It feels like that. How about some other female relative?
I get no woman, no relative.
All right, how about a man?
Well, I got a cousin who showed me his penis.
Oh, all right. Okay.
When I was a kid, that's all I got then.
There we are, there's a nice fall. Okay. You know, Freudian-wise, that would have ruined your life, you realize that.
Yes.
How do you feel about that now?
Well, that's okay.
All right, okay. Now, in just looking around here, is there anything else I shouldn't ask you about? There's some.
I didn't catch what it was.
All right. What shouldn't I ask you?
Oh, you shouldn't ask me to audit you.
All right. That was what it was. Okay.
It was about auditing.
All right. It was about auditing.
Yes.
Well, is there any other question I shouldn't ask you about auditing? Yes.
Come on, what is it?
Well, it's probably got to do with Hesse Auckland.
What?
About Hesse Auckland.
Oh, yes. Well, what about auditing Hesse Auckland?
I don't know. I just wouldn't like you to question me too much, that's all. About Hesse Auckland.
You just wouldn't, huh?
That's,
That's what it says here. That's what it says here. Now, who would that louse up?
People.
People? Ah, yes. Oh, boy. We're getting a fall here. There was something the PC was unwilling to tell the audience, and that accounts for that last eight. All right. Now, what are you coughing about?
I know what it is. I had 25 hours run on. Where could you communicate to a chest? And it was flat. And because since I've come to Melbourne, I've been coughing something dreadful and got this chest somatic.
I see. What did you have out here in the hospital?
Pneumonia. That's right. I sort of knew that, you know. I knew that I was on a much higher level. At least I wasn't going to get pneumonia this time.
All right. Well, I'm not being accusative along the line. I just couldn't help but ask you that question. Was that all right?
That was quite all right.
All right. And we've got about a 32nd of a tone to go. Okay. I don't imagine you're a very difficult PC. I imagine you run very well, don't you?
I have got that reputation.
Right. Right. But let me ask you once more, what else, what other questions shouldn't I ask you? There it is.
But I didn't grab it. I didn't see what it was.
Some question I shouldn't ask you here, it says. Is it still about...
I should think it would be about Hesse.
About Hesse. Mm. So
because I would like you to come.
Uh-huh. It looks awful cooled off about that.
I guess it is now.
Is it or isn't it? Is it or isn't it?
No, I'd be quite prepared to tell him anything.
Yeah, all right. All right, that's what it says. Okay, all right. You don't feel that you're protecting, then, numerous people about being revealed in horrible crimes?
Oh, no, I don't think that.
No. dear, that upset you that I asked you that question.
It did a little.
Yeah. Good. Now, why did that upset you? Come on.
Just on account of something was said that I don't want to talk about here.
Yeah, that's right. That's what it says. Well, somebody say I was a tramp and a bum and should be shot. Is that the size of it?
I was just implications about Hesse Auckland, which I resented very much. And that's bones of it.
Is that about it?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, that's awful cruised off here. This doesn't seem to... That's cooling it off some more. What did you do out of your resentment?
Well, I sort of thought about things myself. I just was sort of materialized into myself about it.
Hmm.
And got into a confusion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Struck the maybes.
Mm-hmm.
I've still got a little bit of maybes on it.
Sure.
Mm.
Sure.
Mm. But I'll find out.
You find out?
Yeah, I'll find out.
Well, who will you find out about?
All the people concerned in it.
All right. Now, who are the people concerned in it?
Well, there's... There would be the terminals in Auckland.
Right. What are they?
Who were they?
There would be Frank.
Right.
And Betty.
Right.
And Steve.
Right.
And there'd be some here.
Right.
Cassie.
Right.
That's about all.
Okay. And do you think you'll find out about this sooner or later?
Oh, sooner or later I will.
Sooner or later?
Yes, I'll understand.
Well, is it discreditable of you to try to find out?
Oh, no, I think it's real good of me.
All right.
For me it is. I've got to find out for me.
All right. You've got to find out for you. That's exactly right. Mm. Have you been worried about this?
Yes, very.
Have you been worried that I might ask you about this?
Yes.
Have you been worried that I might find out something about this?
Well, I would like you to find out about it if there's anything there to find out about.
All right. Okay. She's sitting on a female quilt. Okay. Well, is it all right with you if we call that scout ended?
Yes, Ron.
Anything else you'd like to say about this little scout here?
I think it's been wonderful.
All right. Well, thank you very much. It was very, very nice of you to come up here and expose your psyche to view and so on.
Thank you for helping me.
Yeah, but I think it's a mighty, mighty clean World War psyche. I think it's in good shape.
I hope so.
You betcha. Thanks a lot, Greg.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, that's the extent of our demonstration. Anybody want to ask me any questions about all this? Come on. Don't be so bashful, would you?
Ron, can you tell us the value of doing relative importance
of
doing that at the beginning session?
Are you asking so I'll tell them?
No, I'm asking.
You asking because you want to know?
You
got a hot process running on a PC, you start monkeying around with the session, you ought to be shot. Now listen. All right. I'll state your question again, Peter.
What is the relative worth of doing this before any session, given that you've got a process, not necessarily you run, but it looks like it's not about the PC Thursday and 4 or 5 minutes?
All right. Let's take a look at this. How much auditing have you had? No. All right, how much audit can you have, Dennis?
Where were these cases, reputedly, one was sitting on 4 and the other was sitting on for sure 3.5. There was something along the line that was restraining the case from going completely into session in each case. I think they both could tell you this. See, something, no matter how undefined, something that wasn't quite free or clean or clear with the auditor, you might say, or with the auditor's behavior, or whether or not the case had confidence in the auditor. This had to do a lot with confidence, probably, or something like this. These are indefinable, practically, items. All I'm telling you is the technical fact, you could probably audit a case sitting at 5 that isn't totally freely discussing things and isn't totally freely visible to the rest of the world for several thousand hours without reducing it down below 5. You get me? Get me? Isn't that interesting? You get what I'm talking about. Now, therefore, we were establishing a communication factor, and all I'm trying to show you is that with just establishment of a free communication with the priest clear, can establish a clear reading for the tone arm, and that's the total of this demonstration. Now, the significance of that will become very visible. If I tell you at the same time
that failure to establish two-way communication and free sessioning with the pre-clear, I have seen a pre-clear personally run 1,500 hours at 5.5 with no real reduction, but occasional fluctuations down to 3 and 2 and then right back up again because two-way comm was never established with the PC by anybody anywhere. You follow this? You find there's a part of the auditor's code says stay in two-way comm with a PC, doesn't it, huh? Well, then I will tell you directly that running a PC with a high tone arm is a break of the auditor's code. You got that? Now, I won't tell that to an HPA, but I'll tell you that. But running a PC with a consistently high tone arm is a break of the auditor's code because two-way comm has not been established. You follow that?
Yes.
You sit there and you say to the PC, well, it's all right if we audit you and so forth. And that's a little sign. No, there isn't anything I have to tell you. No, I'm willing to tell you anything. The PC's sitting at 5. Or a girl sitting at 4. It's a break of the auditor's code. Because no session has been established. Interested in own case and so forth. Now, a PC has visible known data which separates the PC from the rest of the human race. And when the PC feels that he or she is separated from the rest of the human race, you get a high tone arm. If that PC feels very separated from the human race and can't be talked to, can't be talked about, can't freely discuss things with the rest of the human race, they can't be audited. But an auditor, by establishing two-way comm, as you have seen me do today, and this maybe, do some of you, did this look too clever to be done? It didn't, did it? Looked fairly simple, didn't it? You see me in there pitching because what I know about cases, mainly. I mean, I just know the cases go this way. I see a theta bop, and I know they've blown out of their head someplace. You get used to that sort of thing. All it means is that a PC, to clear up and become clear by this demonstration, what you saw me doing here, has to be clear before they're cleared, doesn't it? Well, that's right. Well, let's do it, folks. Let's do it. Simple, huh? Don't you let me catch you sitting around waiting for a process to reduce a tone arm. Not when you've been through this class. How do you reduce a tone arm? Establish two-way comm with a PC. That's it. You've learned your lesson. Good night.